For Connecticut Public Radio, I'm John Henry Smith. On the same day the state partially reopened on Wednesday, Governor Lamont disbanded the Reopen Connecticut Advisory Group, the task force charged with coming up with a plan to guide the state into a safe, methodical reopening. A co-chair of that group was Dr. Albert Coe of the Yale School of Public Health. He joins us now. How are you feeling about the reopen as we enter our third day?
I think we're all feeling pretty good. One of the most important things that we're concerned about is where we are on the epidemic curve, and we continue to be going down slow. Hospitalizations are decreasing. We're not seeing a resurgence, at least in the first 3 days. However, I think the big caveat there is that it may take some time to see whether reopening will influence higher transmission rates, and that may take weeks, weeks or months to really understand.
If you were a betting man, would you say that there is going to be a resurgence, going to be a second wave, or no?
Yeah, so I'm not a very good gambler, so I don't think you want to use my bets, but I am concerned. We know this virus is highly transmissible. We are certain that there's going to be continued transmission, throughout the next several months until we have really a solid, interventions such as a vaccine.
The Center for American Progress says states should wait to reopen until positive cases are 2% of total tests. But the Current reported yesterday that 8.7% of total tests statewide are coming back positive. Why is that level of positive testing acceptable enough to allow for reopening?
Yeah, so I think, and we thought a lot about what were the best criteria, and in our judgment, the best evidence was really the decrease in hospitalizations, 14-day decline. One issue with test positivity that one has to be careful about is that it really is dependent on who's being tested and where they're being tested. The federal government dropped the ball early in this epidemic by not investing in testing capacity. So when we were hit hard by the epidemic, we did not have, all states in the U.S. did not have the testing capacity that was really needed to address this epidemic. Now in Connecticut, we are building that. And we're up at, and so as we are testing more people, we're doing exactly what we need to do, and that's increasing in testing and capturing more people. So actually the fact that testing positivity is 8% is actually means that we're actually testing people who would not have been identified in the past. So the point testing, the test positivity percentage may be a good criteria once we've gotten our testing up to 100,000 and above. But at this point, we need to have better metrics, which are, we're going to need to use more precise and accurate metrics, which are the hospitalization.
There's been a narrative going around that the virus could, quote unquote, go away with the onset of warmer weather. What does the science say about that?
We would hope that would be the case. And you can imagine there are several, positive forces as we go into the summer. We spend more time outdoors. We know being outdoors is safer than being indoors. But on the other hand, I've worked 25 years in Brazil, and working in urban slum communities, working with several epidemics. And I know from my friend and colleagues, particularly those in the city of Manaus, which is in the middle of the Amazon, that, this is probably the hottest and most humid place in the world, and they're having a devastating epidemic at this point.
What will you and the other members of the group be doing going forward?
We are certainly going to be providing, when needed, the governor, his, advice in the process. All of us, deep in our hearts, are citizens of Connecticut. Our responsibilities are not only to ourselves and to our families, but to our communities and neighborhoods. And when called upon for whether it's informal advice or for anything beyond, I think we're all ready to come and serve the governor again if needed. Hopefully that won't be the case.
Last question. Will you and your family be going to shopping malls, restaurants, and other public gatherings anytime soon?
You know, we, you know, of course, I'm looking forward to a nice outdoor, you know, meal at my favorite restaurants here in downtown New Haven. I have several picked out, like one nice Laotian restaurant that I'd like to go to, but it'll be done outside, in, you know, wearing face masks when I'm in front of other people, you know, keeping good physical distancing, using good hygiene. This is what we're going to have to do, not only to protect ourselves, but also to protect others.
Dr. Albert Koh, co-chair of the Reopen Connecticut Advisory Committee, in deference to your time spent in Brazil, I say to you, obrigado.
Muito obrigado por você também.